Desert Healthcare District and Foundation presents a podcast that supports your health and wellness where you live. This is Healthy Desert, Healthy You, hosted by Will Dean. Now, here's Will.
Hello, friends. Today, my guest is Imperial County Supervisor Ryan Kelly. Welcome, Mr. Kelly.
Thank you, Will.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah. I wanted to talk a bit with you about the whole lithium extraction at the Salton Sea or near the Salton Sea issue. It's becoming highly debated, and I wanted to get the Imperial County perspective or a Imperial County perspective, because I'm sure there are many perspectives. Let's start out, but very simply, tell me, what is Lithium Valley?
Lithium Valley is an area geographically in the south shore of the Salton Sea, in an area that's known between the two rivers of Alamo and New River. And it's also described as the Salton Sea known geothermal resource area.
Okay.
So for 40 years, we have been developing geothermal power in that location, and it's been providing electrons to keep your lights running, not just here, but in Los Angeles and in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
And as far away as Phoenix.
Wow. And 40 years is a long time. So tell me, in your opinion, how important is lithium extraction near the Salton Sea to Imperial County residents, the people who elected you, the people that you talked to?
To Imperial County residents, it means more high-paying jobs. So we have 11 operating geothermal plants in that area right now, and we could see another 2 to 2.5 gigawatts of power, which would mean another 40, 50 megawatt plants, or if they're in scale and larger generators. But for about 50 megawatts, you'd see about 30 full-time equivalents.
Oh, wow.
And then if you added mineral extraction to that, you'd get the same amount, another 30 to 40 employees on the mineral extraction. And it's not just one mineral. So lithium is the name that we couch the idea, but there's also manganese, zinc, potash, and other rare minerals that are, and critical minerals that are in this hot geothermal brine that sits about 2 miles below the surface of the land in a reservoir that's brought up and creating steam to run turbines, and then is re-injected back into the well field. It recirculates, and it is a closed loop system. So if you add a mineral extraction to that process, it's already created energy, it's cooled down, they can take the mineral that they want, lithium or zinc, off of the brine, and the rest of the flow goes back underground into the reservoir.
Okay, so that sounds like it would be quite an economic boon for Imperial County. What about the people who are saying it's going to contribute to environmental issues? Is that non-existent, or is there's some legitimacy to that?
So every development has impacts. Some of the arguments that have been made are about water. So geothermal and mineral extraction is a net positive on water usage versus some agricultural applications. I would dispute that claim. I would also say that if you are saying that is contributing to our air hazard, it's not. It is a baseload renewable energy. Its carbon footprint is minuscule in comparison to any other generator, including solar. And the fume or the steam that you see is steam. It's not smoke. So that's water vapor that you see from their cooling towers.
I heard you speak at the Healthy Desert, Healthy You Summit 2025, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you were saying basically that the Salton Seas would be very little involved in this process, or?
So the area of development is on the shore within a 4 mile distance to the east of the Salton Sea.
Oh.
So the areas that are actually in, they're not on the Salton Sea, they're not in the water, they're not on the playa. This is on land that's already has private ownership, or then it's in public trust with a local utility.
So in your opinion, what is the motivation of the anti-lithium extraction movement? Because to hear you talk about it, it sounds like it's very positive. and will cause very little disruption and negative environmental impact.
I don't want to speak for them or what their motivations are.
Okay.
But I can tell you that, as I described in the conference, we've spent over 3 years in drafting a plan that includes their comments and their participation with our development of a overall specific plan and programmatic environmental impact report. 36, 38 months of planning. And as I mentioned, 600 community engagement meetings. I believe that we are the most transparent, open book planning process anywhere in this state or in this nation.
Oh, wow.
So I would not disparage any of the work that we've done in regards to being inclusive and incorporating as much serious hazards consideration that we can.
Okay.
Like hopefully, and nothing has been built yet, Will, so there's no direct benefit at the moment, but we've set the stage for every community and every town in Imperial County to benefit from the development.
Okay.
Also, the tribal groups, Torres Martinez and Keechon, are also going to be direct beneficiaries of this development.
Last question. So considering that Imperial County is a very close neighbor to our county, Riverside County, and we share the Salton Sea, what are the benefits for Riverside County?
So I was also on the Lithium Valley Commission. I was the vice chair. And one of the recommendations that came out of the Lithium Valley Commission was to the creation of a Southeast California economic zone. The commission ended in January of 2023, and that recommendation has not proceeded either in Sacramento or in Washington. And we've been talking with our representatives. I know that Congressman Ruiz introduced it this past winter or early spring. But if we could get that designation, then it would have tariff implications and encourage investment into not just Imperial County, but also Eastern Coachella Valley and Blythe, the Palo Verde Valley. Those three areas are economically distressed. And I don't know when was the last time you were out into the Palo Verde Valley, but they're also a forgotten point in California.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything more that you want our listeners to know about this process?
No, we know what we know, Will, and we'll learn more as we go. But if we don't do something, it's not going to change anything for anyone. So let's do something.
Got it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Desert, Healthy You. This podcast is a production of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation in Palm Springs, California. For more information, please visit the website dhcd.org. Our annual conference site is healthydeserthealthyyou.com. This podcast is available at most major podcast portals, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Captivate.fm, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe.